Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a pleasure. Major Garrett with us for another hour in studio. We'll talk about his appearance in front of the Economic Club of Minnesota. Also, apparently there was a big dinner last night. I know Major well. I know Teresa well.
There we go. Let the whining begin.
I was a mile away.
Let the whining begin. Oh, all about me, isn't it? All about me.
Apparently the phone didn't work last night. It's very interesting. I complain this may be Major's last appearance. I cried last night.
Look, I survived Almond Joy. I can survive this.
Just disgusting. I mean, the crowd loved me and belittling and providing an accurate portrayal of the joylessness of Almond Joy. All right, we'll get to Frivolity in a little bit, but this is enormous news.
Yep.
The president himself and the White House, they announced that Brittany Griner is free. Mm-hmm. She has been exchanged for a man who's known as the Merchant of Death. And if folks are just learning about him today, he has lived up to that description. There has been a wide variety of reaction because Paul Whelan, who is in Russia for charges of espionage, who has been in Russia for 4 years, was not a part of it. I thought the president, and we both have criticized the president at times for his ability to communicate things and to meander, and I thought the president went out of his way clearly to point out that they have tried extraordinarily hard to have both of these individuals released today.
Yep.
I think it is a reminder for a lot of people that the administration is not negotiating with Mitch McConnell here.
No.
This is Vladimir Putin. And so is this an equal so-called trade? A basketball player who foolishly brought some marijuana for a vicious killer?
Cannabis oil. To be specific.
Yeah. No, it's probably not.
No, but there's no moral equivalence
there's
whatsoever.
There's not. But
guess what? We don't get to decide that. The entity, the Russian government, that held Brittany Griner unlawfully, that's an important American designation, unlawfully detained, gets to make that call. And this decision for the president was, I'm sure, a very difficult one. And it comes down to zero Americans or one.
Yeah.
The option was not one American or two. It was zero or one. And I have gotten to know Paul Whelan's brother and sister. I've interviewed them both. I know it's a terribly difficult day for them. I know, as they said in their statement, they are gratified that they were given a heads up this particular time. They were not given a heads up.
Beautiful statement by the family. Very impressive.
They were not given a heads up when Trevor Reed also held, was released.
And earlier this year.
That was a blow to them because they didn't feel like they were getting the kind of communication that would be most helpful to them if someone was going to be released not named Paul Whelan, not their loved one. And they are in different categories in the minds of those who hold them. And this is vital to understanding this story. The Russians believe, whether they're correct or not, it doesn't matter. Materially, they believe Paul Whelan was either a spy or an aspirational spy, and therefore a national security risk. There is no evidence that Paul Whelan was a spy, but he was kind of a talker, as it's been described to me.
Yep.
a kind of hanger-on or maybe wannabe. I don't know if that's true, but people close to the U.S. government have said there are things about his actions that if you are paranoid and repressive, Russia is both paranoid and repressive.
Yes.
You might read into.
Yep. He may stand out in that area.
Context. That yep. doesn't mean he's guilty of anything. And
no.
I want to make it fundamentally clear. I'm not suggesting he's guilty of anything. Quite the opposite. I'm suggesting he is unlawfully detained as the U.S. government has said so. But what matters in this is the Russians believe he didn't smuggle cannabis oil. He might have been a spy. Mm-hmm. And they're very intense about that.
Yep.
Belligerent. Excessively belligerent about that. And made it clear, even when the Biden administration took the very unusual step of announcing the terms of a potential deal,
yeah.
that the longer they considered it, the more that they were not going to trade Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. They arrested Brittany Griner intentionally to set up a publicly high-visibility American they could trade for Victor Boot. That was a goal, and they've succeeded in that.
That's some of the fear that some have suggested sure. rationally today, not some of the irrational behavior, that by doing this, do you allow this maniacal, crazed man who's still running the country, no matter how compromised he is, to say, look at this
yeah.
unbelievably favorable trade. Let's grab the next person. Hopefully he or she also has visibility, because the public pressure on the Biden administration was different.
Right.
Because a Griner, from celebrities to basketball players,
sure.
received more attention
mm-hmm.
than Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? Of course it's not.
No.
But I hope a lot of those folks, by the way, who spoke out for Brittany Griner, I hope they still use their platforms frequently for Mr. Whelan.
Her wife, Sherelle, at the White House today said that when she gets back, BG, that's how she describes her wife, mm-hmm. Brittany Griner, BG, will not forget Paul Whelan and yeah. will talk and keep his name and his fate alive. And if she does that, Brittany Griner, and those who know Brittany Griner. Look, Paul Whelan doesn't know LeBron James. Mm-hmm. LeBron James knows Brittany Griner.
Yep.
And he can speak. And he can say Paul Whelan's name. He can put on a jersey.
He should.
In practice, that says Paul Whelan. Lots of people could do that.
Tomorrow.
If that happens, then Paul Whelan will be in a different category.
Yep.
Is it, as you said, fair that he's in a less visible category? No. Mm-hmm. But this is all about what the reality is and how do you change the chessboard. And changing the chessboard is we also have to figure out what will the Russians accept in a trade.
Yes. Well, let's say this too, because I want to get the CBS part of the yeah. next segment. For those folks, and we've seen a lot of it, Joe Biden is weak. This would not have happened under Donald John Trump. As I pointed out earlier, Paul Whelan was arrested in a mockery of a trial while Donald Trump was the president of the United States. And I'll just add this one again. Among the hit parade for Donald Trump, let's not forget that as we are approaching another look back at 9/11, Donald Trump was talked out of having the Taliban, the individuals behind the murder of 3,000 American citizens and changing our country. He was going to have them at Camp David. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me about how tough Donald Trump was every single time and this wouldn't have happened under Trump, because there's no proof of that.
First of all, it's unknowable. Second of all, hard decisions are hard decisions. And it was very clear to the Biden administration as soon as Brittany Griner was captured that this was going to be hard.
Yep.
That the Russians did this with all sorts of malevolent intent. And look, you cannot separate this act of barbarism, this unfair trial, sending her away to jail, threatening her with 9 years of imprisonment, from the barbarism in Ukraine. They are
yeah.
exactly parallel to one another. They come from the same orientation to what the law is and isn't, internally and externally. Brittany Griner's case is much less soaked in blood than the war of choice that is slaughtering civilians in Ukraine, but it emanates from the same diabolical place. And that left the Biden administration, it would leave any administration with hard choices. Now, one quick thing about Victor Boot. Yes, Merchant of Death. There's a Nicolas Cage movie about his life. He had served a substantial amount of time in America for charges that were not about him actually trading.
Yep,
it was
right.
A sting operation.
Yep.
He was lured into a sting with the prospect of selling weapons that he was told would injure or kill American soldiers. And he was captured in a sting operation. So he is not and was not in federal custody because he traded arms.
Yep.
He was in federal custody because he was lured into and did convictable things in a sting operation. That doesn't mean he didn't do other things that were bad. He did.
Yeah. Awful.
And the Russians will use this as a propaganda tool to see how stupid and weak the Americans are. It doesn't matter. What matters is yesterday Brittany Griner was a captive. Today she is a free person who can begin to resurrect her life and work her way through the deep trauma of the last 10 months. And that's a good thing for all Americans.
And anybody who thinks any president would have handled this this clean, flawless, simple way, it just would have got done, no problem. As you said, there's no proof of that.
No.
And you know it wouldn't have been that way. Let's pause here because I want to talk about how CBS News became aware of this days ahead and how your network sat on that and how that plays out. We'll get to more nonsense later. Have we posted the picture of the two of us on the Twitter contraption?
It will be up very shortly, along with the first two segments of you guys in the last hour.
Very nice.
Okay, good. The Twitter contraption.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that our official designation?
We call it that. I blamed you last week for my non-invitation to the state dinner. But I know you don't react in that manner.
I don't.
So I was like, well,
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I mean, Teresa, you want a cheap shot at me? They're just continuing. Plus, I can't even open a beverage without it flying at me. You know, it's a tough day. 24 past 2, Major Garrett is with us in studio. CBS News is a part of this exchange. How familiar were you?
Very.
Okay. Take us through how this played out.
So, it's a footnote. Look, the most important part of the story is Brittany Griner.
If you're not here, I don't even bring it up.
No, I know. It's a footnote.
Yeah.
Look, it matters journalistically. It matters among competitive news organizations, but it's a footnote. And it should not obscure all the joy and happiness that Brittany Griner is experiencing, and so is her wife, Sherelle, and everyone around them. It is a footnote. But journalistically, it is important. So, not through my reporting. First thing to I did not have any original reporting on this. I did become aware of it because it was a largely important story and there were a lot of ramifications for CBS. But reporting from a lot of my colleagues, Margaret Brennan, Catherine Herridge, one of my producers, Arden Fari, Andy Trier, another one of our producers, Pat Milton, one of our investigative producers, many, many, many people in the CBS family. We developed a very solid information about this potential deal several days ago. And in the process of seeking confirmation, it was made clear to us that what we had heard was true. But it was also fragile, subject to review, subject to revocation. And any conversation, any journalistic treatment of this thing that was in the offing could jeopardize it or nullify it. And so we held it until such time as Brittany Griner was out of Russia and in the United Arab Emirates where the swap occurred.
How rare is this?
So it's not frequent, but it happens. And news organizations make their own independent decisions. This one was not a hard call for us. There is no value, zero journalistic value in being first and damaging.
Especially something like this.
None. Come on.
Right.
No, it's not a hard call. A human being's life is at stake, and we know the malevolence of those who hold her in captivity, and we know the sensitivities around all of this. So any inkling, any hint, any whispers at all, and certainly any public disclosure of it that it was closer or imminent could have been catastrophic. So we didn't do it.
Yep.
This put me in a rather interesting scenario yesterday morning when I recorded this week's episode of The Takeout, which will be on WCCO this weekend. Mm-hmm. John Sullivan is my guest. Who's John Sullivan? He's just back to the United States from where? Moscow. What was he doing there? He was United States ambassador to Russia.
Right.
Do you think John Sullivan didn't have an inkling that I had?
Right.
Will you hear me talking to John Sullivan yesterday morning about the fate of Brittany Griner? No, it's not on the show. We didn't even raise it.
Right.
We had a private conversation. He said, don't go there. I said, I'm not. I said, just nothing. Don't even raise it in a general sense, which I didn't. So if people listen, holy hell, how could they have this show and not talk about Brittany? Well, it was recorded before under a very sensitive set of circumstances.
He's on with me tomorrow. We're going to break it all down.
Okay, great.
No.
Yeah, okay. He's a good guy. You could book
him.
Yeah,
we should.
I'll give you his email.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Guess. Yeah.
Very smart guy. Huge hockey fan.
Yeah?
Huge hockey fan.
For which particular team?
Boston.
Boston. Okay, well, they're having a pretty impressive year. Say the
so
way.
Anyway, and the internal processes for CBS was just to make sure everything was right, and when the time came and the White House said, she's safe, you can go, we did. And
did you have it a little bit ahead of everybody else? Or
oh, yes.
that part was included.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Through hard work. Nobody handed this to
us.
I want to be clear. This is not an Easter egg hunt. All right? This is something where lots of incredibly good reporters, who I'm proud to call colleagues, unearthed something. And it was sensitive, and the people who are most – intimately involved in every aspect of the negotiation said you were right and there are risks. Weigh them carefully, and we did.
Last political question. We're going to have we're going to talk non-politics the last 25 minutes or so. I would say right now, to me, 0 to 10, there is no chance, and it is a mortal lock, that Joe Biden running to maintain his present occupation is a 9.7.
Okay.
It is a 9.7.
The story about he and President Macron of France toasting that was probably a good clue for you?
Probably a good clue. And also, let's be honest. He first started running in, what, 1986, right? He had success until it found out he had stolen things and his 88 campaign fell apart.
Oh, right, right. Plagiarism.
Plagiarism,
yeah, right? Yeah. Neil Kinnock.
Right. He ran multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And never was a factor.
Mm-hmm.
He runs in 08, and people are welcoming him back, and then he's fading dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
He is irrelevant, and Jim Clyburn says, you're my guy in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 days, he's the nominee. Everyone is left.
The most remarkable turnaround in modern presidential history.
And now think about it. Yes. His overall popular numbers are not great. But he just had an election where I believe I have this right. He became the first president who's a Democrat for every senator in his party who's running for re-election to win since FDR in 1934.
Correct.
The man who he beat in the last election put out goofball, let me just give me a technical term, goofball after goofball, and they all lost.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling himself, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. I think in the next 2 months or so, he's going to announce he's running.
I don't think he'll announce in the next 2 months. He has no obligation to. He can wait a good long while.
Yep.
He can wait all the way into the summer.
Yep.
There's no rush. There is no sense of Democrats like, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? It's like, he's earned the right to decide when and how he wants. Now, he may, in fact, decide and announce. He may have already decided. That's, I think, probably pretty close to being true. But he doesn't need to decide. And if there is one factor that I still think falls into the distinct column of variables for the president is how relevant or irrelevant is the former president, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
If Trump is fading or if Trump withdraws, and I don't say that is likely, but it's not impossible, that Trump could just say, forget it, I'm not doing this. For any set of reasons.
Legal charges.
Could be one of them. Changed. Very much so. Very much so. But the political atmosphere, just not the will. It's just not happening. And look, you have to ask yourself. He announced his campaign almost a month ago. Has he hired anyone in Iowa? Not that I've been able to tell. New Hampshire? No. Does he need a lot? Well, look, people are going to run against you. I'd hire people. I'd lock them up. And they're not doing that. I don't mean lock them up in the Hillary Clinton context. I mean, I'd get them on my payroll.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. Has he had a rally? No. Was one scheduled? No. Has he done anything other than dopey things on Truth Social, talking about dismantling the Constitution? And
minor point.
Yeah. And having dinner with Nick Fuentes and Ye?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All of this is all of this is bad.
Didn't know
bad,
they
bad
were.
Even by Trumpian bad, awkward, gnarly standards, it's really worse than usual, which is saying a lot for the former president. It is, by any estimation, a disastrous rollout. It isn't even a rollout, actually. It's sort of this thing looking for inertia. Well, that's not really a full-blown campaign. So if he opts out, I think the president says, wait a minute, Trump's not running? Maybe I'll take another look. Maybe I'll hand it off to somebody else, because somebody else might represent Democrats better against somebody who's not named Donald Trump. I think that's the one variable.
I know a lot of people believe that. I think that is the underestimation of Joe Biden, where he might say, I know you people think I just can be Trump, but I can't be DeSantis. Hold my beverage.
Hold my beverage. I hear you.
I'm going to run.
Yeah.
33 past 2. We continue with Major after traffic and weather on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.